Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Clever name. I haven't said it in a while.
I see you change hats. No more lion hat. You got to
put I will wear it after every game.
After every loss?
I don't care.
It's the same thing.
Say whatever. Say whatever you want, jerk. Just saying. I'm wearing it every game.
So you got your Red Wing hat on backwards. That's the way you should wear your Lions hat so no one sees what you're wearing.
What? I mean, you want to kick my dog while you're at it? I got an open cut here. Did you bring me salt? I mean, come on. Is it that much fun for you?
John Kitna, IR, out for the year. That's great news for Lions fans.
I think that is good news. You might as well.
Yep. Except what happens if the other two guys get hurt.
Well, here's the thing.
Without offensive line, they might.
Isn't it weird, by the way, before we get into last night's game a little bit, no trades yet.
I know, and the deadline is...
Isn't it 4?
35 minutes away.
Yeah. It's 4 p.m.
And the big Eastern rumor time. Is Roy Williams to the Cowboys.
From the Lions, fine, do it. If they can get the right picks, they get maybe get a first and second round pick or something. Maybe a, you know, they don't need the money. They have money. They have plenty of money. They just need picks. They need... Maybe they can get Jason Garrett in the trade.
I love that idea. Coach.
He's the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly.
Just letting the folks listen. May not know that. Anyway, it was a joke. So, last night, the Browns dominate the Giants. Dominate.
Eli Manning looked terrible.
He laid an egg. And you thought Mike Anderson or Derek Anderson looked good. I thought he looked okay. He had good stats, but there was a lot of throws he could have made even better. I think the Giants in general did not come to play last night. I don't know if the Browns really looked that good or if the Giants just were not in the mood. They just looked flat. They didn't want to play. I don't know.
310 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. You don't think he played good?
I think he played good.
Okay.
I just said I didn't think he played great. There was a couple throws that just... Like, he chickened out on a couple throws I saw. They did win the game, though. You know what I mean?
Braylon Edwards' best game as a pro. 154 yards and a touchdown.
I want to know what's up with Kellen Winslow.
I don't know. An undisclosed
That's weird.
Illness.
That's really weird.
I wonder if it's something that he doesn't want people to know about. Obviously.
Yeah. I could go so many directions that, you know what? I'm just going to let that lie there. We're just going to move on.
The other big news out of the NFL, Pac-Man Jones suspended indefinitely.
By the NFL.
Again, by the NFL. The Cowboys chose not to suspend him, the NFL.
Well, like, do you think Jerry Jones... This is the thing. Jerry Jones takes on players like T.O. and Adam Jones, Pac-Man. They're almost gambles. He's a gambling man. Guess what? This one was a bust. And now Romo's out 4 weeks, which one of them happens to be the bye, by the way.
Yeah. So he could be out 5 weeks, actually, they said.
You have to
know what? I'm going to tell you right now. If Brett Favre was playing and had it with the Cowboys and had a broken pinky, he'd be out there. What's this? A broken pinky and he can't play?
Don't
Brett
you love
Favre
how
play
they
with
say
a broken
too?
Thumb.
I love how they
Seems
say
like it'd be harder to throw a football with a broken thumb than a broken pinky.
Yeah, they could tape it up, I guess. I don't know.
God.
You know what? I'm not going to come down on Romo. I think he's a good quarterback. I can't stand the Cowboys. I don't like the organization. I don't like T.O. But I have to admit, if they acquire Roy Williams, look out.
Yeah. Brad Johnson's got to get him the ball, though. Well, he's 40. Can't run very good, and their offensive line's playing terrible. So, I mean, that's how Romo got hurt.
Yeah, I understand.
They can't protect him. And Brad Johnson's not really fleet of foot at 40 years old.
Any other NFL news you want to pass along other than you are still 3 games up on me?
It's not going to change.
I wish there was some way I could have thought, you know.
I tried to talk you into taking the Browns last night.
Yeah, but I thought it was a sucker bet. I never really thought this is a matter of percentages, okay? And I look at a game, for instance, the Ravens-Colts game. I really thought the Ravens had a good chance. I was very tempted to take the Ravens on that game. Thank God I didn't. Last night, I never would have thought the Browns hard ahead. It was a Monday night game, emotional game in Cleveland. I thought maybe there's a slight chance, but I just couldn't. The percentages were going against the Browns having a game like that.
I almost changed my pick. I told you that yesterday.
And I thought you were crazy.
Well, I thought it was going to be a close game, and I was wrong. And the Browns just smoked them. Yeah, it wasn't even close.
I can't say I wish I'd changed the pick, but, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm just doing the best I can with what I know about the team. So what'd you find out?
Brett Favre called Romo and offered him advice. Just now.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Does it say what it was?
He said he respects Romo's toughness in regards to one of the top five players in the entire NFL, regardless of position.
That's because Romo kisses his butt. He grew up watching Favre, idolizing him. Why is he out? Nah, I can't. You can't say that. I think you're overstating it a little bit. But all right, so Pac-Man Jones is out. You know what? That's just not a shock to me.
No, not at all.
Are you a pothead?
I will bring you down, baby. I will bring
you
down.
That's Brian Goodell.
Okay.
Brian Goodell, that's what he said to him.
Well, Pac-Man Jones is out at least 4 weeks, they said. Then they're going to decide the length of the suspension after 4 weeks. And you know that he was starting now because the starter in his position is hurt, out for the year. So
Cowboys are in big trouble.
They are.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of baseball, and then we're going to talk about my Red Wings. Notice I said my Red Wings. We'll be right back with the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Outdoor Show. All right, we got a good idea here from Mr. Tibor, who I thought you were just hanging around here just to hear me say, you know, I actually miscalculated your picks yesterday. You actually did have one game better than me. I wrote a game down wrong. You picked the Jaguars with Steve yesterday.
So he's tied me this week, but he's way down on the year. He's below both of us.
But he did have a good idea. I think we should take some phone calls. 227-8888. How long before T.O. snaps and blows up with Mr. Johnson at the helm, throwing him the football?
Not only that, what if they do get Roy Williams? Do you think T.O. is going to freak out about that, too? Like,
he might.
Who's the number one receiver on the Dallas Cowboys?
You know
now?
What? Roy Williams is a really good receiver, but he's not T.O. I have to admit that.
Yeah, he keeps his mouth shut. That's one.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he's a little more than T.O.
Yeah, he makes... Yeah, you're right. T.O. makes Roy Williams look like Barry Sanders. But yeah, let's take some phone calls. Anybody out there want to express how long they think it's going to take before T.O. snaps and how it's going to happen, how it's going to go down? 227-8888 is the number. Did you happen to watch the baseball game last night?
Yes, I was very disappointed.
On which game? Both of them?
Dodgers, wow. The other one wasn't even close. The Dodgers blew that game. Tampa Bay looked really good.
I wish, you know, who's the guy that's falling up behind Manny? He's got like a 152 average. If they had some hitting right behind Manny, I think.
Yeah, their whole team is Manny, exactly. I mean, if he had guys on base when he's getting his doubles like yesterday.
Ethier's good, Loney's good. I mean, they have some good hitters, but they're all in front of Manny, though. You know?
Did you see the guy that hit the home run for the Phillies?
For the Phillies? Stairs, right?
Ex-Tiger.
Is he an ex-Tiger?
Matt Stairs? Oh, yeah.
Matt Stairs is an ex-Tiger? Oh, I had no idea.
He played for the Brewers, too.
Did he play for the Brewers?
Yeah, he did.
Who didn't play for the Brewers?
Yeah, Sheffield played for the Brewers.
Yeah, more turnover in their than the coaches in the Detroit Lions. Anyway, so my Dodgers, I'm clamming onto them, and they're losing.
They're done.
I want to see
3-1, they're done.
I don't really care if I don't like the Red Sox, but I wanted to see a Dodgers-Red Sox series.
It's going
to
be Tampa Bay-Philly now. The two teams we don't want in there.
It'll be the most boring one, but, you know, I like the story from Tampa Bay. I have to say that.
It will be the lowest-rated World Series in a while with those two kind of small markets. Very small market, actually.
Did you see the ratings last night on TV, by the way? This was kind of interesting. The 4:30 game had a 3.6, okay? I was just looking at this on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And going head-to-head with Monday Night Football, the 8:05 game or whatever it was, it was like twice as high. The Dodgers game was twice as high. How do you explain that going against Monday Night Football?
Because the Monday Night Football wasn't like a marquee matchup, you know. Cleveland has won.
It was the best team in the NFL, and they lost. It was the underdog whooped them.
Still, it was Cleveland.
I think there was a lot of channel flippers.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. So the Red Wings won last night. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch any of it?
No.
I tried to watch some of it.
I was watching baseball and football at the same time, picture in picture.
See, I was watching... flipping between football and hockey. I couldn't watch too much of the baseball.
Too early. There's
until 82 the game
games. Come on. Too early to start watching a full hockey game when there's football and baseball.
I didn't
still
watch
on.
A full hockey game, but I have to say this. Ty Conklin was in net last night, and he looked pretty solid. He only let one goal in, and it was a point-blank, top-of-the-circles, you know, ripper to the top. I mean, I was impressed. I was impressed with the guy. He came over with Hossa, if you weren't aware of that.
Yes, I was aware of that. I don't get into hockey until, like, after January.
Do you not understand? I have nothing else that's winning in my life right now in the world of sports. And you're going to deny me this.
You're right. I'm sorry. Your two favorite.
Thank you.
Your two favorite teams.
It doesn't even matter if it's a favorite team. I try to get the Dodgers to win and they lose.
Let me finish.
All right,
your
go.
Two favorite teams in football have not won a game. The Bengals and the Lions are your two favorite teams. You know how terrible that is?
Red Wings won last night.
And they don't play each other, so you have no chance. The Lions play in Houston next week. 1-4 Houston. The only team left on the schedule with a losing record that the Lions have to play.
I don't think they're going to be Houston either.
They're going to be over.
You know what, though? I'm going to say it right now. I'm picking the Lions to beat Houston when they play them.
It's next week.
I know. I'm picking the Lions.
I can't do it.
I'm picking the Lions. My last time probably for the whole year. Houston, then Washington, at Chicago, Jacksonville, at Carolina, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Minnesota, at Indianapolis, New Orleans at home, and then at Lambeau Field for the last game.
Do you see a win
year.
There besides Houston, possibly?
Maybe at Lambeau.
Oh. Maybe if Brian Brohm's starting for the Packers.
Hey, you never know by then.
Yeah, he probably will be.
All right, so there you go, your big boy sports recap. Everybody chickened out of going on the air.
Yeah.
With the T.O. question.
No one wants to talk about T.O. He talks enough himself.
Yeah, apparently. Your chance to complain without cursing, I guess it's kind of hard.
Especially about him.
The Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by...
Big Boy.
Thanks for the chocolate shake today.
No problem.
Good changeup.
Yeah.
Good changeup. Too bad, what's his name last night for the Dodgers? Didn't maybe take a few pitching advice.
Yeah, don't they? And the Red Sox tonight have, like, the oldest pitcher in the history of the league pitching, don't they?
Is it Beckett?
No, it's Knuckleball Guy. What the heck's his name? He's been there forever.
I can't remember.
Oh, come
I know
on.
Dice K is after him.
Tim Wakefield.
Wakefield,
I think
that's
he's
right.
like 45 years old. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
But he throws that knuckleball. He's 10-11 on the year. We'll see. I think the Rays are going to the World Series. I think the Rays. I want the Rays to win now if they beat the Red Sox.
I don't want the Red Sox to win.
Unless the Dodgers make it.
If the Dodgers make it, I want to see a Red Sox-Dodgers series. That's awesome. You couldn't ask for a better story than that.
No, that'd be great, but it's not going to happen. Down 3-1, Dodgers are done.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Friday with the picks.
Yeah.
Listen, are you picking Green Bay?
Listen to my picks over
Are you
Adam's
picking
picks.
Green Bay?
Maybe.
You're picking Green Bay over Indianapolis?
Maybe.
Oof.
Are you picking the Lions?
Yes.
Are you going on record to say that right now?
I am picking the Lions for Sunday.
Wow. So I have one right above you already.
If they're going to have a chance of winning a game, this is it.
That's they could be 0-16, and it's very likely if they lose this game, they're going to end up 0-16.
All right, I'm picking the Lions.
All right.
On record. I love the Lions. Say it with me. I love the Lions.
We'll be right back after a short break. News, weather, and the Bluegrass Cut of the Day on the way. It's the Outdoor Show on Fox 103. See you, Steve.
See ya.